I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. Joining me in the studio today from the Delaware Art Museum is Heather Morrissey, the Manager of Membership and Visitor Services, and one of the artists participating in the upcoming Winter Arts Festival, John Steyer. Welcome, Heather and John.
Thank you for having us.
It's so great to have you both here to talk about the Winter Arts Festival, as well as some of the other great work that the Delaware Art Museum does and has some of the events coming up. Heather, let's start with you. A little bit of background about the Winter Arts Festival.
The Winter Arts Festival is an event that is annual. It has been taking place alongside the Holiday House Tour for, I think, about a decade now. But in the last few years, the Holiday House Tour has moved to every other year, but we have determined to keep the Winter Arts Festival annual. It has traditionally been held on the Saturday and Sunday of the weekend of the House Tour, but because there is no House Tour this year, we moved the event to Friday and Saturday.
And this year it's Friday, December 8th, and Saturday, December 9th, correct?
Correct.
And I believe Friday it's from noon to 8 p.m.?
Yes.
Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.?
Yes.
Tell us a little, what is the Arts Festival, the Winter Arts Festival?
It is a free event, so everyone feel free to come. It is a public event. This year we have 16 artisans showcasing their unique handmade wares. We have live festive music performed by professional carolers and school choirs from around the state of Delaware. And Saturday in particular, we have arts activities for the family and children in particular. We also have special holiday and winter themed decor provided by our volunteer museum council.
So it's an opportunity to avoid the crowds at the mall.
Absolutely.
Shop local, support local artists, and experience live holiday performances, correct?
I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Everyone.
So you say this has been going on for over 10 years now?
I defer to John here. I've been at the museum for a little over 3 years, and to my knowledge, we've been doing it for about 10, but as a member of the artist community.
It's in that neighborhood.
Okay.
And have you been participating all those years?
I have.
You have been. Heather, I believe you're here in the studio with us today because you're sort of the internal coordinator for this program. Is that correct?
I am the staff co-chair. We also have a volunteer co-chair who is the president, one of the presidents of the Museum Council, and her name is Becky Rosen.
Okay. John, let's turn to you. Let's hear about your work, the nature of your work, and how you got involved in this arts festival and your impetus for remaining involved in it.
Well, I'm a wood turner, which means I put a piece of wood on a lathe, which spins rapidly, and then I apply a gouge or a skew or any number of other tools to shape the wood into bowls, pens, magnifiers, pepper mills, back scratchers, all kinds of things that you can make on a lathe. I got involved originally with the Delaware Art Museum when they had a series of shows in June, outdoor shows. And I did that show for a couple of years, and then they stopped it because I believe there was some construction that prevented them from having an outdoor show. And after a couple of years of not doing the show, then they transferred it from a June event to a December event and melded it with the house tour. And so it's been that way for the last 8, 9, 10 years.
Now, how long have you been a wood turner? And where did you learn the craft?
I originally got a lathe as a Christmas present from my wife because I made my list for Christmas presents, and the only thing on the list was lathe. And so she got it for me. And this was over 30 years ago. And so I've been turning for roughly 3 decades, and it's just been continually improving and expanding in interest and in variety of things that I make and in the variety of shows that I do. I do a couple of dozen shows a year, and they're generally in the Middle Atlantic region.
Have you learned by doing over the years, or are there places you can go to, you know, workshops, classes?
Primarily, I've learned by doing. I'm just naturally curious about loads of things, which is how I got into turning poison ivy vines into pens and distinctive things. But there are loads of opportunities to take classes, to get videos, to read books. The National Association has loads of information that anyone who wants to consider turning wood can get a hold of the American Association of Woodturners and have at it.
Now, do you reserve those poison ivy pens for your enemies, or?
I tell people that they're great gifts for two kinds of people, those you love and those you hate, and both parties will know why you gave it to them. They're actually poison-free. The poison is in the sap, and I cut vines very, very carefully and lay them where they can air dry, and over a period of time, the sap evaporates. Once the sap evaporates, then the wood is safe. But the pens are turned from the heartwood and not the wood that is just under the bark. So there wasn't any sap in this wood to begin with.
Now, are there particular types of items you specialize in or you produce more of? Because I know there are wood turners who sort of specialize, they concentrate on furniture, for example, and that, you know, railings and that sort of work.
Sure. I consider myself a general practitioner. I turn a lot of smaller things like key rings and pens because they can be turned inexpensively. Lots of people can buy them. They make nice stocking stuffers or just a small gift for someone. So I turn a lot of small things, but I can turn a bowl up to 2 feet in diameter and 5 feet deep, which I'm never going to do. But in the event someone needs something like that, I can turn something quite large.
So will you have that kind of a range of items at the Winter Arts Festival?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pens, key rings, bowls, vases, platters, shaving sets.
Great. Great. Heather, let's take a look at the sort of the range of artists that are being represented and the types of pieces visitors would expect to see.
Well, someone that's returning for the second year this year that was very, very popular last year was our abstract cats artist who made fiber arts cats that were up for adoption. We have a paper mache artist, Magpie Designs. Deborah Flanagan is one of our jewelers. Irina's original is wearable fiber. We also have Beth Trepper, who I know is currently on view at the Mezzanine Gallery as one of the Delaware Division of the Arts Fellowship.
She is, with some absolutely stunning photography.
Yeah. Robert Jenkins is a watercolor artist. We have a fragrance artist providing artisanal fragrances. We do have some consumables. Taste will be there. So we're looking forward to a wide variety of artisans this year.
Now, you mentioned also live performances, and is there opportunities for food? Did you have any kind of vendors there?
Our cafe will be available and open. I will invite everyone. We have a special happy hour from 5:30 to 7:30 on Friday night. If you are hearing this on the radio and you mention it at the front desk, you'll receive a complimentary drink ticket. And we will have a professional carol group there during the happy hour. Their names are Quattro Voci.
Now, how long have you been involved in the planning of this event?
I've been at the museum over 3 years, and I believe this is my third year.
Okay.
Maybe, I think, yes, third year planning.
And how many months of preparation does this take?
We put out a call for entry for our artisans, I believe, in May, and it really starts getting rolling in July when we start to assign our artisans and start filling our spaces.
And how do you select the artists? Obviously, there's some returning, like John.
But. It is a juried show, so we have a small jury that reviews all of the applications. Obviously, we're looking for quality, and we're also looking to manage that we have a nice variety of work.
Great. I want to continue with talking about the Winter Arts Festival and some of the other activities at the Delaware Art Museum. But first, let me remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. In the studio with us today is the Manager of Membership and Visitor Services, Heather Morrissey, and one of the participating artists in the Delaware Art Museum's Winter Arts Festival, John Steyer. The festival, what kind of crowds do you expect for this?
Last year we had close to 1,500 people. And the year prior to that we had around 1,000. So we're looking for a number between there. And obviously we want to attract as many members of the public as possible, because the best benefit for this is not only for the museum, but it's also to for our local artisans.
And where do you set up in the museum?
It's actually throughout the entire first floor, obviously not inside the galleries,
right,
but in our Fusco Hall and our East Court, so all of our public areas.
So the visitor really gets to get a sense of the building.
Absolutely.
And the beautiful sculpture garden outdoors. And
hopefully the weather will be nice and everyone will have the opportunity to walk the grounds. But, of course, our galleries will be open, and we will have a few tours during the course of the Winter Arts Festival for everyone to enjoy the galleries as well.
Now, do you have a performance schedule, per se, for the 2 days?
The performance schedule is available on our website.
Which is?
Which is DelArt, DelArt.org.
Okay, great. Let's take some time, turn to some of the other... before we move on, what I'd like to ask you is how this Winter Arts Festival sort of represents the Delaware Art Museum's expansion and mission in collaborating with other organizations. You talked about different performing groups coming in. I mean, the Art Museum of today, 2017, is a different art museum than 10 years ago. Can you speak to how this arts festival really reflects how the museum has been evolving in its mission?
Yes, absolutely. Our museum is to connect the public to art. But in recent years, particularly, I would say since I've been there the last few, we've really tried to reach out to the community and connect our community to arts. So reaching out to our local artisans, giving them an opportunity to showcase their wares inside the gallery, inside the museum, along with our Outlooks Gallery, which focuses on local artists. It's an opportunity for us to share our museum and showcase local artists.
So it's really connecting the collection, which is historic and
absolutely
internationally renowned, with contemporary art, contemporary artists, and making that awareness that art continues to be created. It's not something that was created sometime in the past and exists as a collection.
Absolutely. We are most famous for our Pre-Raphaelite collection and our illustration collection, primarily Howard Pyle, and John Sloan and his peers and their urban landscapes, but we are trying to grow our contemporary collection. That is one of our focuses, and with that, connecting our local artisans and our local artists and how they are, and relating them to the community and reaching out to the community.
Mm-hmm. John, let me ask you this. How does your participation in a festival like this contribute to your own professional development?
I enjoy doing a show that is a juried show, particularly this kind of show, where I am associated with high quality, particularly well-made pieces, whether it's fabric, jewelry, whatever it is, metalworkers sometimes. And that, of course, induces me to pay a little bit more attention to excelling at what I do. Having said that, I know there are thousands of woodturners out there that are way better than I am throughout the world. But when you closely associate with someone else in a show, you see what kind of effort they put into it. It drives you to be superior, not just average.
Do you, this may be an odd question, but do you produce items for the purpose of the festival, or do you produce items and then select, I think this will work for the festival? This I want this in, you know, my repertoire of what I'm presenting.
Well, I think I hearken back to my general practice manner of working. If I know that I'm doing a show and I'm positioned with high-end quality juried artists, then I'm not going to put a lot of stuff that might be attractive to the local school craft fair into a show like that. So I have a variety of things that I can work on, but I will always put my best work into a show that is going to have people looking for high quality work.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Heather, let's turn to some of the other upcoming events. The Winter Arts Festival, just to remind our listeners, is coming up this Friday, December 8th, and Saturday, December 9th. And people can learn more about it at delart.org. But the Art Museum has just a ton of stuff coming up.
There are a lot of holiday festivities approaching, and one is, some people don't know or realize that we have a museum store on site, and it is free to shop in the store. We have an exterior entrance to the store. You don't even need to go through our main hall or check in. But if you enter our store, there is a store-wide sale December 15th through 22nd. Everyone receives 10% off, and our members who generally receive 10% off will receive 20% off during that period. We also have a special performance, the Cartoon Christmas Trio, performing with the Wilmington Children's Chorus on Sunday, December 17th at 7 p.m. That's a $10 ticket price. You can purchase online or out the door. We also have a Winter Solstice Labyrinth Walk, Thursday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. That is free, but donations are accepted to help maintain the museum's labyrinth. We also have general holiday family festivities, free with museum admission. Bring your family for festive art making, including creating a magical snow globe, December 27th through the 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
So there's a whole host of original art pieces available at the Winter Arts Festival at your gift shop. There's always membership that makes a great holiday gift.
Absolutely. We will be running a sale on membership as well starting the weekend of the Winter Arts Festival. We will be offering 25% off our traditional base level membership prices, which start at $50 a year.
Now, in addition to this, you have a number of other exhibitions that are currently in place.
Absolutely. We always have special exhibitions. And on view right now, we have An American Journey, The Art of John Sloan, which is the first major retrospective of his work since 1988. And that runs through January 28th, 2018. We also have The Seeing Glass, which is inspired by the museum's Pre-Raphaelite collection, and it is our first pop-up virtual reality experience. And that is on view Thursday evenings from 5 to 7, and Saturdays and Sundays from 10 to 2. And that is through January 14th, 2018. And we have Tableau, The Art of Richard Cleaver, which our visitors will be familiar with the art of Richard Cleaver with our permanent collection piece, Queen's Closet, in the Contemporary Gallery. But he is known for elaborative figurative sculptures, and his most recent works are on view through January 7th, 2018.
Now, you have a really ambitious curatorial team. Could you speak to the work in pulling together exhibits and sort of determining? Let me change that. When you, as you know, being involved in membership and visitor services, how do you develop the messages, and who do you work with at the museum to develop your messaging about the museum?
Well, I will say that our exhibitions are years in the making. So there are plans for exhibitions out to 2021 already. So obviously I am not sitting in on those meetings, but we do solicit feedback from other members of the staff, myself, the marketing manager, on what our opinions are on how our audience members and traditional audiences and public audiences will receive various shows and themes. So that's sort of the base level that I'm involved in. And then the exhibition planning is more in the curatorial department. And then once the show is established and sort of set, then we sort of reconvene, come back together, and frame how we want to market the show and how the frontline staff will be involved in promoting the show at the front desk, in the store, on the floor, and sort of educating our audience about what's available and what's coming up next.
And on top of that, you're always active in working in partnership with other organizations. Could you speak to some of the different, you know, Delaware-based organizations you've been working with? You've hosted for performances. I know you've hosted a number of festivals.
Absolutely. We have something that was started, it was either last year or the year before, called the Connected Series, which is a partnership public program where other organizations will provide performances or other art-related activities on the grounds of the museum, using our space and our whatever they need from our space to provide a program. It's been a great partnership. We're actually moving forward in the summer of 2018. We will host a trio of exhibitions to mark the 50th anniversary of the response in Wilmington to the 1968 assassination of Martin Luther King. And we are working very heavily with the Delaware Historical Society to plan that event. And we're also convening several public forums in the planning of those events and programs.
So the Delaware Art Museum is much more than just an art museum. It really is a community resource engaging the community and organizations.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to move toward. And I think we are getting much better at it as we go forward.
Well, we're running out of time here, so I just want to thank Heather Morrissey and John Steyer for joining us today to talk about the Winter Arts Festival coming up on December 8th and December 9th at the Delaware Art Museum. A great place to check out great artwork, great local artists, and hear some great holiday entertainment. It's been a pleasure having you both with us. Thank
did
you so much.
Did we mention that the admission is popularly priced as free?
Yes, you did.
So that is important.
Thank you again.
Thank you.